rarely think about, oh, this guy wrote me an offer, that guy wrote me an offer. You're working in a climate of creativity where people are already feeding each other.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung.
It's a few bars. That was a few bars of Harold Arlen singing his own song last night when we were young, and we opened that set with Ivy Anderson singing one of his songs. And I think we'll be hearing a little more of Harold Arlen's songs in the concert that's coming up. Well, this is Fresh Air, and you're tuned to WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. And we're broadcasting now from our music studio on 6th and Ray Streets. And we're about to hear a concert of jazz music from the 20s and 30s, jazz and pop. And our featured musicians are guitarist and singer Marty Gross and saxophonist and clarinetist Dick Meldonian. Before I really introduce the musicians, let me welcome our studio audience who's come to be with us at 6th and Ray Streets. Welcome to you, and thank you for coming. And it's a beautiful day, and I think it's a day that puts you in a really celebratory mood. And if so, I think we've got just the concert for you. I also want to thank the Philadelphia Foundation for funding our concert this afternoon. Let me introduce our musicians. Since the 1950s, guitarist Marty Gross has been keeping alive the almost lost art of rhythm guitar. Rhythm guitar helped swing many of the big bands and small groups before acoustic guitar was kind of pushed out by electric guitar. Gross plays with several groups now, including his own and a group led by Dick Hyman, who writes all the scores for Woody Allen's movies. I'd like to claim Marty Gross as one of my relatives. I'm Terry Gross, but I can't do that. Unfortunately, we're not related. But I do want to point out that his father was the German satiric artist George Gross, and he and the family fled Germany in the early 1930s to leave the Third Reich, where George Gross's work was not very popular. Marty Gross and Dick Meldonian frequently play together. They've also recorded together. Dick Meldonian has played saxophone and clarinet with Charlie Barnett, Shorty Rogers, and Stan Kenton, among others. And he's backed singers like Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, and Tony Bennett. He's also recorded several records for the Progressive record label. Since 1967, he's also had a second career as a model for newspaper and magazine ads. I have a feeling people in our studio audience recognize him, and that is a benefit that our radio audience won't have this afternoon. Well, Marty Gross and Dick Meldonian drove in from New York to play for us today. Let's give them a warm welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you. That, of course, was It's Wonderful by George and Ira Gershwin. And this next song is so old that I didn't really know this number, and I needed to have the words to it. And I asked a friend of mine to send it to me, and he sent it to me on cuneiform tablets. It's called, it was written about 1918, and it's called Take Me to That Land of Jazz. And it goes like this. Take me to that land of jazz. Let me hear the kind of blues Philadelphia has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Let me hear that razzmatazz. I want to give you fair warning. I won't be home before morning. Everybody loves a jazz bow in the loving land of jazz. Oh, in the loving land of jazz. Oh, take me to that land of jazz. Let me hear the kind of blues Philadelphia has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Let me hear that razzmatazz. I want to give you fair warning. I won't be home before morning, no. Everybody loves the jazz, bo. In the loving land of jazz. Oh, in that loving land of jazz. Take me down there. Take me to that land of jazz. Let me hear the kind of blues Memphis has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Let me hear that razzmatazz. I want to give you fair warning. I won't be home before morning. Everybody lives a jazz bow in the loving land of jazz. Oh, in that loving land of jazz, 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 in that loving land of jazz.
Thank you.
Oh, Dick Meldonian, his golden soprano saxophone and his all-girl orchestra. There's only two of us. You know, we used to be big bands, right? You see the result. See what's happened with automation and electronics and computers and direct-to-disc and compact-to-disc and those machines that do whole soundtracks. They have a machine, a guy in Connecticut now who does Miami Vice on a console all by himself. All the saxophones and all the strings are put in. It's one guy doing it, just pressing buttons. All the sounds are programmed. And this is the result. Two, pretty soon it'll be one, one half. I don't know.
None.
Yes, right. Nothing. You'll have the choice of looking at a little thing spinning around or press a button. And that's all you have to look at. You'll have to look at the wall while you do this. Maybe you can show movies of big bands while it's going on, or big orchestras. Anyway, this next song, this guy, what is the next song? Dick? Oh, World on a String.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Shall we say something about Harold Arlen, a wonderful songwriter who started out by writing Get Happy, his first big published hit, and went on to write all kinds of wonderful songs. I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues, especially jazz-influenced, I think, in the early days especially. He hung around with Fletcher Henderson's band, went up to Harlem and heard all the groups and so forth, and that's reflected in his chords and in his melodies, which are jazzy. This one, The World on a String. I've got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go, and I'll never let go. I've got the world on a string, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, yeah. Thank you. handy stuff. I'm still on the turnpike. I'm still on the turnpike. They were doing construction.
We really have two arrangements on that, small band, big band. We said, what's
yeah, better? Yeah, right. We just recorded that with a different, with a couple of extra horns and stuff. So we're switching back and forth. The trombone player wanted to go into yet another key and all that kind of stuff.
Say,
how about doing your baby business? There's a baby, okay. Yeah.
The one I just found?
Yeah. Wait a minute now. What is it? We're going to do something. We had this all work. We went into deep rehearsal for this. I was in his basement yesterday, and we had this all worked.
Do your baby first, and then do my baby later. But if you want to do, but we were going to.
Going to do two baby songs. All pop songs are about love, except about two, and they're probably patriotic or something like that. It's about love of country or something like that. Flatfoot Floozy isn't about love, is it? But most of 98% of them are about love, and this is your baby.
Well, it's about the one I just found.
You just found a baby?
Oh. I found a new baby, yeah.
Hello? I don't accept collect calls.
I forgot that
introduction. Go ahead, keep playing. It sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, they're letting in all the riff-raff now.
Okay. Why don't you tell them about your baby now?
The other baby. You got another baby song, two baby songs. This baby song is written by that ponderous pachyderm of the piano, that elephantine elf of the ivories, that mastodon of mirth, that caliph of the keys, that buona of the Basendorfer, that sultan of the Steinway, that guru of the gruppettos, nay, I might even say that Trimalchio of the trills, Thomas Fats Waller, one of his own compositions, which you may or may not recognize, but it will, after this performance, it will be indelibly imprinted upon your cortexes. I'm walking on air, 'cause I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, 'cause there's love, really love in my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. Cupid was the teacher, he and I agree. I'm crazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. Oh, Parson, get that book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. We're an A1 combination, a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. My baby's crazy about me. Oh, man, my baby's crazy about me. Oh, ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a-ling, bing-bong, bing-bong, bing-dong, bing-ding-bing-dong, wedding bells for baby and me. Gilbert Sullivan. Polish up the handles on the old brass door. My baby's crazy about me. Toot it, toot it. Yeah. Yeah. Creature, what can worry be? Crazy about baby, baby's crazy about me. Cupid, teacher, he, I agree. Crazy, baby, baby crazy about me. Oh, Parson, get that book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. We're an A1 combination, a perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, my baby's crazy about me. Daddy, 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 baby. My baby's crazy about me.
Yes.
That was Marty Gross on guitar and vocals and Dick Meldonian on saxophone. And this is a live concert on Fresh Air, WHYY 91 FM. And there's a studio audience joining us here at 6th and Ray Streets. And the musicians are going to take a short break, but rather than let them relax for a few minutes, they're going to submit to an interview. So pull up a chair. We'll have a little talk, and then we'll hear the second part of this live concert. Sounds great.
Now, thank you.
I really love the songs that you're doing, and I wonder how you know the songs, if these are songs you grew up with or songs you learned through records, and everybody's pointing at each other. No, you.
Yes. there are songs that...
I'll try to make this a multiple choice quiz, and we'll see how that goes.
No, we didn't. I didn't grow up with all of them. Some of them we all grew up with. It's wonderful we all heard on the radio and everything like that. Take Me to That Land of Jazz, obviously, I didn't grow up with. That I learned first from a Pee Wee Russell record. And
and I learned that from you.
That's right. And Crazy
About
My Baby.
Most of my stuff from him.
Crazy About My Baby, of course, was Waller recorded, and he wrote it, and so forth and so on. He recorded it several times over, and I learned that from the records of himself. You know, you do all these songs that you have to do all the time. Club date music, we call it. You know, when you're playing for weddings and for retirement parties and bar mitzvahs and stuff, and you got to do Days of Wine and Roses and New York, New York. Rump, dump, bumpy, dump, rump, dump, dumpy, dump, you know. And you have to do all that stuff. That's not so much fun. And then you go into... Like, you look at records, and a lot of people are doing C-Jam Blues and I Got Rhythm and everything like Indiana and everything like that. And you look for stuff that works that hasn't gotten that kind of exposure yet, that hasn't, you know, been so shop-worn.
Dick, now, you've played with big bands. You've played mm-hmm. with the Kenton Band, and you studied with Jimmy Giuffre, who's, you know, certainly a modernist. What brought you to this material that you're doing now?
I think it was really Marty Gross that really brought me to this. Because I still play with the other, mm-hmm. with the other guys, and he's been teaching me these things, and I said, you know something, we both happened to have been born in 1930. He was born in Berlin, and I was born in Rhode Island, and maybe it's been about 8 years.
Yeah,
about that we've been playing seven.
Has it been so long?
I know it, you son of a. And then he started saying, hey, do you know this song? I said, well, nah, maybe I heard it once or twice. But a lot of the songs we did grow up listening, but we really never played them. I never did. You know, I got involved playing other... I Got Rhythm and C-Jam Blues and all
well,
the other
did.
Songs, you know. But I never really heard Crazy About My Baby until I... Well, I have a Fats Waller record of it, but I never played it. No one ever knew it to play on the jobs except him.
He has Dick has an 18-piece big band that rehearses every Monday in New Jersey. And
with Sonny Igo.
Sonny Igo and all kinds of big kind of former guys play lead trumpet with Count Basie and everything. Five trumpets, four trombones, 32 saxophones, all this kind of stuff. And I play with that band, too, and that's the that's another facet. And they play have these charts, you know, complicated very up-to-date charts.
Yeah, not so, you know, we still try to keep in the old Count Basie bag and Woody Herman style.
Marty, you're really one of the few practitioners now of the rhythm guitar. It's almost become a lost art with the invention of electric guitars. Can you show us some of the basics of rhythm guitar?
Well, it's like any other guitar, except you put your you don't have a...
That's easy for him to say.
Yeah.
Right?
And
you,
I got it.
And the whole thing is, if you put electricity on it, it creates a lag. The percussive intensity isn't there. The guitar is also, as in flamenco music, the guitar in the 30s and stuff was much more of a percussion instrument than it is now. Now, it is with the rock groups. If you call that guitar, those wooden boards they play that have strings on them. And my own contention is that the acoustic guitar is as different from the electric guitar as a electric keyboard is from, you know, playing a Steinway.
Did you have to form your own bands? Were there bands looking for rhythm guitarists by the time you knew how to play it?
It was an axiom when I got into the business that the guitar player was always the last one hired and the first one fired.
Hmm.
However, along came economic, no more big bands, hard to get jobs with big, hard to work with big bands, and along came saloons, and you got jobs with trios and quartets. And now, all of a sudden, some saloons don't have pianos. When I went with a group called Soprano Summit, with Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVern, they had such bad luck trying to hold piano players, because they played a high standard of music, and good piano players didn't necessarily need to travel and go overseas and stuff. They had such good jobs right at home, the kind they want. And the other thing was that you get to playing in air bases. I don't want to say anything against air bases. I think air bases are terrific. But, you know, and all of a sudden there's a piano and it's a quarter tone this way or that way, or several keys are missing. So they decided to dispense with the piano. And then I could travel with them. And sometimes we went out with just that. That was another advantage. And then, of course, there has been a tremendous boom in guitar music since I started. My God, it's gotten so complicated and fancy and everything like that. But it doesn't. The rhythmic impulse isn't there. You it's got to be, you know, acoustic.
How long have you both been playing together? Around 8 years.
We started around eight, and then gradually we've been going about steady, quite steadily for about five now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't I let you play together some more and get back to the second half of the concert. And let me reintroduce our musicians. We have Dick Maldonian on saxophone, Marty Gross on guitar and vocals. And this is a live concert coming to you on Fresh Air from WHYY 91 FM. And let's continue with the second half of the concert with Marty Gross and Dick Maldonian.
Okay. Yes. This is, last night we stayed in a hotel here in Philadelphia. I won't give any names, but this song is dedicated to it. We didn't actually stay in a hotel in Philadelphia last week. I'm lying. We actually drove down today, but it's a good line. Stomp that bug. 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 Something was moaning in the corner, Lord, I tried my best to see. Something was moaning in the corner, Lord, I tried my best to see. It was the mother bedbug praying to the good Lord for some more to eat. Bedbug big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Bedbug big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Drink up all the bedbug poison, come back and bite you again. Take a bite out of bedbug. I had a quart of moonshine laying in my dresser drawer. I had a quart of moonshine laying in my dresser drawer. The mean old bedbug drank it and bit me 'cause there was no more. I wish that every bedbug, these mean old bedbugs really have got my goat. These mean old bedbugs really have got my goat. I wish that every bedbug
would get a knife and cut his throat. Da-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la-dee-la. Stomp that bug, stomp that bug, stomp that bug, stomp that bug. We really squash that bug.
Whoops. Two songs, thank you. Two songs that have we always look for continuity. They have continuity writers on radio and on television. Men, women, neuters, whatever, who put these things together and try to make a little story.
Say, what are you going to sing for us now?
And then the guy says, well, I thought I'd do homage to Fred Astaire, a wonderful dancer. Oh, what's it going to be? I thought I'd be putting on the Ritz. And we're going to do two songs, and they're both associated with Fred Astaire. And this first one is Putting on the Ritz. Yeah. The second one we'll tell you about when it's closer to that time. Vamp? Okay. We got to let them know.
I'm going to vamp, and Dick is going to play the tin.
Thank you. Now the other song that's associated with Fred Astaire. Few of you would probably could guess that Fred Astaire actually wrote a song. He wrote the, not the words as you might think, but he wrote the music. And this is it. The lyrics were written by Johnny Mercer. Does that change it? Well, we're going to do it. That's all. We're going to do it. I'll start it off, and then you'll play. Then I'll play. And then you play. And then I'll play. And then we'll get some Yoplait yogurt. That'll be it. I'm building up to an awful letdown by playing around with you. You're breaking down my terrific build-up by treating me as you do. My castle's in the air, my smile so debonair, my one great love affair. Is it all a smash? Will it all just a flash? Will it all go like the 1920 market crash? I'm building up to an awful letdown by playing around with you. Up to an awful letdown by playing around with you. You're breaking down my terrific build-up by treating me as you do. My castle's in the air, my smile's so debonair, my one great love affair. Is it all a flash? Will it all go smash like the 1929 market crash? I'm building up to an awful letdown by falling in love with you. By falling in love with you. Bow, bow.
Okay, Dick, you want to do a little something?
Thank you.
You want to do something?
Mumble, mumble, mumble. And you want to do? All right. Okay, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do a ballad, something slow by Edward Ellington. Yes. They all recognize it. We don't have to. Even out there, folks in Radioland will even recognize this one. Two. Yeah, two. We're in two. Two flaps.
Yeah, I can't think of how the song goes.
Yeah, let's do lessons. Lessons in love. Time for one more. We see by the hands on the old clock. That's radio talk from 1932. See by the hands on the old clock that we have time for just a quick one. Here's the Golden Gate B Peacock Orchestra. Going to give him a lesson. Okay. Okay. Who have you been kissing? Who's been teaching you? You've been taking lessons of love from somebody new. Who's your new professor in astronomy? Underneath the moon above, is he better than me? I thought I knew a few tricks you were too young to know, but lately you've learned some new tricks that make me feel just mid-Victorian. It's not hard to figure, one and one makes two. You've been taking less than love from somebody new. Take it, take it. Yeah. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. Thought I knew a few things you were too young to know, but lately you've learned some new tricks that make me feel just mid-Victorian. It's not hard to figure, one and one makes two. Oh, you've been taking lessons in love from somebody new, babe. You've been taking lessons in love, 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 love. You've been taking lessons in love.
Thank you so much for a very terrific and memorable concert. We heard Marty Gross on vocals and guitar, Dick Meldonian on saxophones. And if you'd like to hear more of their work, they both also have records they've recorded together with the Dick Meldonian Trio. And Marty Gross has several records under his own name under the Aviva record label. For more information about these records, you can always call or write to us on Fresh Air. This concert was made possible with funds provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. The concert was produced by Danny Miller. The concert engineer was Jay Goldman. And thanks again, Marty Gross and Dick Meldonian, for a wonderful concert. And thank you to the studio audience for being with us this afternoon. And, hey, guys, weren't you supposed to ask me to sing a number with you? What happened to that part? We saved time for that, didn't we? Maybe next time, right? Yeah.
Right.
Well,
definitely.
We do have a couple of concerts coming up in the month of May. So if you would have liked to be at this one but didn't get a chance to make it, we have a concert with Peggy King coming up on May 16th, and she'll be singing music of Irving Berlin, and a concert with Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne doing blues, vaudeville, and Tin Pan Alley of the 20s and 30s. And that's coming up Monday, May 5th. To make a reservation, you can call 351-9200, but why don't you hold your calls till next week? So that's 351-9200, and you can start making your reservations on Monday. I'll tell you what's happening next week on Fresh Air. Let's check in with Shadow Traffic. There's a traffic announcement. We'll come out of it with another announcement. And so if you could play us up when this announcement ends.
Okay.
Yeah, great. We'll have about a minute left.
These people want to buy any records there for sale.
What's that?
They want to buy any records that we have.
Yeah,
I'll
mention
it. The saxophones for sale, everything. Guitar, you got
stand by. The Shadow Traffic Report was funded by Wilkie Buick. By the way, remember that this Saturday night, there's a live simulcast with Garrison Keillor and a Prairie Home Companion. That's at 9 o'clock. You can see it on Channel 12. And tune in for it here on the radio on 91 FM. We're listening to Marty Gross and Dick Meldonian behind me playing us up to the hour. Next Thursday at 3 o'clock on Fresh Air, we'll be joined live by Woody Herman. And Monday at 4 o'clock, will feature this week's edition of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. So hope you can be listening next week. If you'd like to write us with any questions or comments, it's Fresh Air, WHYY Radio, 150 North 6th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19106. Technical directors for today's show, Audrey Voblitis and Jay Goldman. Production assistants from Millie Moffitt. Amy Salad is the associate producer of Fresh Air. Danny Miller and I produce the show. My name's Terry Gross. Thanks for listening and have a terrific weekend. And let's continue enjoying the music of Marty Gross and Dick Moldonian. WHYY FM in Philadelphia. We're listener-supported public radio in the Delaware Valley. Stay tuned for All Things Considered.